Edit in there.
He said Bush, but he didn't say Bush.
Uh-oh. That's right. That's Post Malone and Beyonce off her new album, Cowboy Carter. Levi Jeans. Okay, what are you watching on TV, Bradley? What are you watching at the movie theater?
Should we get some boobies on tubies?
Yeah.
Boobs on tubes. What are you watching? Boobs on tubes. Boobs on tubes.
Hey,
what are you watching? Yeah. Boobs on tubes.
Like two. And listeners, throw yourself in the mix. I just thought it would be fun to check in and see what you guys are up to in terms of the boob tube.
Yeah.
And that could be movies. It could be streaming. It could be watching some weird YouTube things on your telephone late at night.
Please, if it's something that isn't PG-13, we don't
Oh, no, I watch this like old lady make beans while I'm going to sleep.
Oh,
she's got a real nice voice.
That doesn't keep you up? Sleep.
No.
Looking
it's like
at
a 10-minute video.
Okay.
No, I don't look at it. I just listen.
Oh.
You can listen to YouTube. You don't have to use your eyeballs.
You can just close your eyes.
You close your phone. Then I roll over and go to bed.
Okay.
Anyway, my point is, I don't care what it is you're watching. What are you watching? Tell us about it. 651-641-1071 if there's something sticking out. Dawn, I didn't just finish. I believe I have one or two more episodes of Three Body Problem, and I'm a broken record, but that's what's on in our house other than Abbott Elementary right now. And I've been loving it. I've been loving me some Three Body Problem. It's real dark, though, so you got to be okay with that.
Yeah, I would say. I have started that, but we haven't really made it past the first episode yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you liked it, right?
I did, and we do plan on, we've just been busy.
You know, like a lot of, did you watch Foundation at all?
No.
It's on Apple TV Plus. Mike, did you watch?
Never got to that one. No, I'm sorry.
Okay, so in terms of like sci-fi movies, that one's a little dark, but also there's just not much other than this is dark with some great acting and great aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Three Body Problem makes you think all these things. Like, what are you going to do if this? And it's really far out there. There are some episodes where you're like, what? Come on now. But it'll make you, it'll make you ask yourself questions, which I think is, to me, that interests me in a show, or if I'm sitting there going, what would I do? Would I want to get shot out into space? I'm not giving you anything away. So that's been the show on offer in our neck of the woods. I do want to finish up Feud. I know you finished that up a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you've been watching?
Did I talk about A Woman Under the Influence?
You told me about it.
Okay. Off the air, yes. Okay, so this is a 1974 movie that my friend texted me about.
Yeah, how'd you dig that out of the ether?
Well, a friend of mine who is, longtime friend, he actually got me my first radio job. He's really into film and he into acting. And he said, have you ever seen Gina Roland's performance in A Woman Under the Influence? It is the performance.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It is the performance. And I'm like, yes, it is fantastic. It was directed by her husband, John Cassavetes, and it's just wonderful because it shows a woman who's suffering from some type of mental illness. She has a family. Peter Falk is her, Columbo is her husband in it. And it's them navigating through that in 1974, which, let me tell you something, that was a lot different, okay?
What?
Exactly. So it's her not acting the way the perfect wife and mother would act.
Hmm.
She's eccentric. She starts to act more and more eccentric, and people are like, what's up with her? And then, you know, things become kind of to a point where they need to do something about it that's more drastic than just talking her down. And the way it's filmed was so great because he just lets the camera roll. It's like that episode of The Bear where it's the Christmas episode, which was gave me so much anxiety, but he actually lets people act, or he did.
Awesome.
Running the camera and just letting it go. and letting the actors act. And she is so magnificent in this. It's fantastic. And I highly recommend it. It's on Max. It's called A Woman Under the Influence.
A Woman Under the Influence on Max. Thank you for that. We've got Jeff on the line who wants to share what he's watching. Hey, Jeff, what's on your boob tube?
Hello, Bradley.
Hello.
And Dawn.
Hi.
Hey. I talked to a friend of mine recently, and she said, hey, have you watched the Milli Vanilli documentary on Paramount Plus recently?
Oh.
And I said, no, I didn't. And I kind of knew what everybody else knew about Milli Vanilli. You know, I was in college, like, in the 80s. And, well, I mean, I kind of knew of them, but I was wrapped up in my theater world and whatever and not really paying too much attention. But quite interesting to, you know, there's always two sides to every story. And it's very interesting. And at the end of the documentary, you actually do have sympathy for these two guys. You know what they did was wrong, but you actually feel kind of bad for them because of what they went through and what the producers did in the background. I didn't realize all of that was happening.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a total money grab.
Yeah.
And they knew exactly what they were doing. They had it planned from the very beginning. They knew who the background vocalists were going to be. They knew who the lead vocalists were going to be. They just wanted these guys to dance, perform, and entertain. And that's exactly what they did. And they just kind of drank the poison. And once they got into it, they couldn't really stop.
Yeah.
They were kind of trapped in that world.
Jeff, I love it. I love hearing about stories like that. Again, tell us do you remember the name of the documentary?
It's just called Milli Vanilli.
Okay, Milli Vanilli, and you said it was on Paramount Plus, right?
Correct. I pulled up Paramount Plus, and it was at the top of the list.
Perfect.
I think it just recently came out.
I appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us, Jeff. Thank you so much. Let's go to Jody. She's going to have the last word on what you watching. What's on your boob tube, Jody?
The Regime on Max.
Ooh, what's this?
Ooh, my gosh. It's Kate Winslet. And I don't know anybody else who stars their names in it. They look familiar, but she plays the chancellor of a country over in Europe. And her character is psychologically, like, I can't stop thinking about it.
Oh, wow.
She is just amazing in it. She talks with this weird thing with her lip that you can't quit watching. And
is this the one where her husband was, like, high up and then she took the job or something, but they... Like, is that the show I'm thinking of?
I don't really talk too much. Her dad was before.
Oh, maybe
her,
not. I must be thinking of something else again. What's it called again? Regime?
The Regime.
And it's four episodes, it looks like.
Five. I think it just came out.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, my gosh. It is so good. I think you guys would really love it.
All right. The Regime, and it's on Max?
Yep, on Max.
All right. Jody, thank you so much for sharing that with us, sweetheart.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Have a good weekend. And listeners, thank you for all the TV recommendations. If you got something else that you love watching, send us emails because we like to read them, and we can always take your TV recommendations.
That's right.
When we come back, Dawn, I did get an email that our Cheat Day Friday is here, so I'm going to go get that. But
Okay. Before
we get to that, you're going to give us an update on Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her new man, which is really her old
Lord.
Man, which I don't mean as her dad because that would be weird. But tell us about it when we come back right here on my
site or app.
Hey guys, Bradley here from my good friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas. Did you know that without energy-efficient window coverings, a home can lose up to 30% of heating and cooling energy through its windows? According to the Department of Energy, when it comes to Hunter Douglas window treatments, energy efficiency and comfort go hand in hand. Hunter Douglas cellular shades are the most insulating interior shades available anywhere. While you might think your vinyl blinds are helping save energy, studies have shown that cellular shades outperform traditional vinyl blinds in terms of energy efficiency. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom to explore how premium Hunter Douglas window treatments can enhance and elevate your home, delivering the utmost in sophistication and quality. Choose from different materials, styles, operating systems, fabrics, and colors to create your perfect Hunter Douglas window treatment solution. Check out the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins or online at littleblindspotmn.com.
The Little Blind Spot, we're big on service.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Happy Friday. You're listening to The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1.
Come through.
I have been fascinated with Gypsy Rose Blanchard. And
you like her.
Huh?
I'm just kidding. You like telling them stories about her.
Well, yeah, I don't love it, but I definitely witnessed some of it firsthand. But I am talking about, she just separated from her husband, Ryan, who she married in prison. And she quickly, like within a day, started hanging out with her ex-fiance named Ken Urker. They were in New Orleans for like 4 days, and I think she might live there or in the area. So he came to visit. He was by her side to comfort her in her separation. We saw them going around town yesterday. I talked about how they got matching tattoos of huskies.
Yeah, but they're totally just friends.
Okay. Yeah. They were posing for pictures, and it's like, close. It's not like you're standing there, hey, I'm with my friend. It's like, I am cozied up to you, my hands on your chest. His arm is around her. So that was a little suspicious. And you said, they're doing it. And I'm like, yeah, I think so. Well, seems to be she's lost her damn mind.
Oh.
I mean, when people do this, they've lost their mind in love. They're just in that love state where they're like, everything's okay. It's totally okay if I do this. This won't damage my reputation. Well, now we have pictures of her at the Dollar Tree holding hands with Ken Urker. Urker. What is it? Urker? U-R-K-E-R. Ken Urker. They're holding hands. Then they...
She went on a journey there, Mike.
Then they come out and she's having a ciggy against the wall, laughing.
I also love that you said that she destroyed her reputation.
No, I'm saying that's not good for my reputation. She had a chance of having a good reputation, I think, because a good... Under the circumstances, let's say. She still did plot to kill her
mother.
My
point is, I would say she's just not concerned about a reputation. But
well, God.
She's out there living her best ass Southern Missouri Dollar Tree life. She is not in jail anymore. She is smoking ciggies.
She's in Louisiana.
Oh, Louisiana. That's right. She went to, because she can't go back to Missouri, right?
I don't think she can.
There was a whole thing about her not being able to go back for a concert or something, right?
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, my point was
to
just say...
She was in prison there because that's where the crime was committed.
Yeah, my point was to just say that she's living her best life right now. She don't care about nothing. She's sitting outside of Dollar Tree smoking ciggies, getting her man, like eating chips. Like, she is just living freedom.
There were rumors, Bradley, that was because of fights and jealousy that he had over her spending time with her actual dad. So it's like, okay, tabloids, TMZ, we see you're painting a picture that, oh, he might be the bad guy here. I didn't fall for any of that.
You're saying her husband?
Yes. She moved on before, and it's only been 3 months since she's been out of prison. So they're strolling around hand in hand, coming out of the Dollar Tree. I tried to zoom in on what they bought. And I cannot exactly see what it is, but she's outside. He has his hand around her. He has his arm on her neck, stroking her hair as she laughs.
This is so, it's so clear to me that A, she likes the attention, which is why she is. I mean, there are times when they are seen in public, photographed, videotaped, looking directly into the camera. So
it's like,
she has like a, it is, The book on her has yet to be fully written, and I think that it is clear there is some kind of need for public attention that she has, which is totally understandable from like a armchair psychologist perspective, which I have zero insight to the actual nature of what's going on in her mind. But I wouldn't be surprised if someone who had been thrust in front of a camera her entire life is still in a sick way yearning for some of that attention.
Absolutely.
And that some of this behavior is like acting out.
I would say that, yes. Now, she's also revealed through People magazine that she's getting cosmetic surgery. Wish me luck. Oh. She is getting a nose job. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried about her, don't worry, because you'll get to see all of it on her new reality show called Gypsy Rose Life After Lockup.
Okay, got a question for you. Do some digging, or I will. I wonder if Gina Rodriguez is anywhere around this woman.
Oh.
And I don't mean the actress Gina Rodriguez. Yeah. I mean the manager to the stars. And by stars, I mean people such as Farrah Abraham.
Tan Mom
and others. Because that sounds like something that Gina Rodriguez, she's real good. She got Mama June, a series about her plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Called From Not to Hot.
Yeah. Doesn't do anything with your personality, though. It's just the outside that they can work on.
What?
I know.
How do you know
it's
that?
Weird. Well, I will look into that and see if Gina Rodriguez, the C-list celebrity to the stars, is behind it. She says, my main message is to just people need, okay, this is her, says her pal. My main message is people just need to let her live, let her experience. If they know that she's doing something good or wrong, let her experience that. Let her learn from it. I feel like in that way, people are still trying to control her. So if you have an opinion about it, you can, but let her live her life.
I mean,
she was controlled for so long.
I kind of feel like that. I mean, she's being an adult. She can make mistakes just like you and me.
I think she will quickly get a divorce from that other man and marry her ex-fiance, Ken Urker.
Wouldn't be surprised. Hey, Dawn, thank you for that update. When we come back, you want to put some food in your mouth?
Yes.
Good. We're going to talk about some yummy, tasty, we hope, food. Food Porn Friday when we return.
Welcome back to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Happy Friday. Hope you're doing well. Did you have a good lunch? Well, we're about to try something in this Food Porn Friday.
Food Porn.
Hey, come through. Hey, come through. Are we having ham?
No,
oh,
and I hope
gosh.
We're not having that either.
What?
Dawn,
thank you for getting this food today.
That's your hint. It's KFC.
It's a chicken item.
It's a chicken item. Yes, it most indeedly is.
Is it gizzards?
It is. Oh, I wish it was gizzards. I love me some fried ass gizzard buffet. And I don't mean fried ass, because that would be a whole different chicken part that I am not into.
No, that's when you eat hot dogs.
Yeah, that's true. Now, get that picture out of your head, Dawn. Cleanse your palate with that A&W.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to talk about KFC. Why? Because they have saucy nuggets. I didn't know this. We were looking for something new to try, and I bebopped over to our good friends at KFC, otherwise known as Kentucky Fried Chicken. And they have five new saucy nugget flavors. And we are going to try two of them today. Did you even know about these?
I did not. This has free 10-piece nuggets. That must be with the purchase of something else.
What now?
On their website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. They must be running all kinds of specials, because they got new saucy nuggets, and they are exactly what they sound like. Saucy nuggets. So they took some chicken nuggets, which we know we love the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
Now we just got to decide if we like the sauces. And we have two of the five to try. We have Korean barbecue and Nashville hot.
Okay.
So we've got, there is also, by the way, Georgia Gold, Sticky Chicky, and Honey Sriracha. That's a lot of syllables.
Oh, yeah.
All right, which one do you want to try first? And would you like to describe, either of you, what you see in front of you, other than me?
Go for it, Mike.
Yeah, they're little chicken nuggets that look to be very real looking. You know, sometimes you go to places, you get a chicken nugget, and you're like, wow, that thing was molded, and obviously made with like paste or something, because it's not real chicken. This looks like real chicken. The Korean barbecue is got more of a sticky barbecue saucy look to it. My Nashville hot one is just like seeping into the plate. You notice how that one's way greasier?
You're right.
Very greasy.
That one's very greasy, but that's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Now I'm smelling them.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest, as far as trying them, that we would try
the Korean first.
We know that the Nashville hot is going to be really hot. Let's try the Korean first so that my palate doesn't get ruined with just hot.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Go for it. So these, again, for the listener, just basic nugget-looking things. But to Mike's point, they look like actual pieces of chicken that have been fried, not sort of preformed nuggets, which, by the way, I do love in their own right.
I'm licking the sauce on the Korean barbecue one, or just the Korean. Is it Korean barbecue?
Yeah.
Okay, that one is definitely sweet and hot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You like that, Mike?
Oh, I
like that one.
Oh, you do?
I really like
Tell
that
me about it. I'm going to eat it. You talk.
Mm-hmm.
Ali,
go ahead.
Mm. I like the fact that it's not too hot, and it has that kind of sweet and sour sauce taste.
Yep.
I don't get any heat.
You don't? Really?
Mm. Do you think it's hot, Mike?
It's not. It's got the, if you've been to like Buffalo Wild Wings, it's like the Asian zing level. It's got that little tiny, like, it's not a lot.
That's,
I agree,
to me, the perfect level of hot. Mm-hmm. It doesn't overwhelm the chicken and anything else.
The chicken is cripsy.
Flavor. Yeah.
Mm. Cripsy.
Love it. I love cripsy chicken.
It is cripsy. Yes. So that one, that's pretty good.
I will say it's, and you know me, carry around my own salt. That's kind of salty.
Oh, okay.
For my taste, but I'm going to eat it. Don't worry.
Yeah, my tongue is numb, but it's not an unpleasant thing where I'm like, I need to.
All right. So now we've got, that was the Korean barbecue saucy nuggets from KF to the C.
Yeah.
And now we got
Nashville hot.
Nashville hot.
Which looks greasy, but it does look drier.
Well, it's like a
baked on hot.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. You want to try that one first? He's smelling it.
Oh, go ahead. Mike, did you
just jumped in? Yeah, Don, you might not even want to really taste that one or
is
be
it
very
too hot?
Careful. Because if you thought the first one was hot. Now, this one isn't like super, super spicy, but there's definitely more of a, it is a little greasy, though. It's like every bite has like a grease flavor coming out of it.
I don't get any.
I get what, yeah.
That's too hot?
Yeah.
That's going to be really? Too hot for, yeah.
All right, well, it's all good. Not your favorite.
That's okay.
I just don't eat that.
I just don't love how each bite you take, it's almost like the grease juice is coming out of it more than the flavor.
To me, that just tastes like hot.
Yeah.
It's not like the spiciest thing I ever ate, but that's all the flavor you get.
Yeah, it's just hot.
Yeah, there's nothing else going on.
But it is crispier. I like the texture better of this one than the Korean barbecue. Like, I wish they could have, it's more crispy than the Korean one because the Korean one is wetter.
But yeah, the sauce is definitely wetter. I wish they would give you the sauce and then when you're ready to eat it,
you toss it. Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
Definitely for the Nashville hot because like I said, it just kind of sucked up all that grease like a sponge.
Yeah,
and now each
sure
bite
did.
You take is just that greasy taste.
It is, but it did crunch, which was nice.
The Korean barbecue, though, real good.
That is phenomenal.
That would be my favorite.
I think so, out of the two, definitely. But if you do like super hot stuff, you're going to love the Nashville hot. If like the overwhelming hot taste.
If you just like hot.
Yeah.
See, even
but
if I
do
I wanted,
like hot taste, and I don't think it's that great.
I was going to say, I would want spicy with some flavor.
Yes. You want to be able to have something else.
Not
with
just
it.
Like, my it's mouth just, is on fire.
It just tastes like red chili hot. You know?
Yeah, just heat. That's all you're getting. You're not getting, to Mike's point, you're not getting like a bunch of flavor. All right.
You know, whenever you go to... Excuse me.
What?
It's the heartburn.
Oh, it is. I'm getting heartburn. When you used to go to Pizza Hut and they had that little shaker of...
We have one of those in our house.
Well, that's what the... Excuse me. Nashville hot reminds me of. Just all those hot pepper flakes.
Yeah, it's a dry heat.
It's like the desert.
All right, zero to five, zero being the worst chicken product you've ever put in your mouth, five being the most delicious. Where do you put, and I don't think we need to do, well, I guess you could do each one. I don't care.
I need to do each one.
All right, let's do Nashville hot first, because that's going to be the lower.
Okay, I'm always, I want you guys to go first.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to say like a 2.8. It's just too, like
I
you
like
said,
that.
It's
less than average.
Less than average, well, yeah, right around average. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just all that grease. It just tastes more like grease than anything else. Mm. And it's hot
very
grease.
Greasy, although I'm going to eat it. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give that a 2.75.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it below average and give it a 2.
All right. Korean barbecue.
Korean barbecue.
Mike?
What I love about KFC is that the chicken products, the stunt chicken, everything that they do, it's real freaking chicken.
Yes.
And that's what I've talked about, the double down. I talked about those other things. Like, it's such a better flavor than your normal chicken nugget from a fast food place. That's a 4.8.
Ooh, 4.8 for Korean barbecue saucy nuggets from KFC.
I love that nugget.
Wow.
Dawn, what do you give it?
I will give it a 3.
Dawn gives the Korean barbecue KFC saucy nuggets a 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a solid 4.5.
Oh, nice. My gosh, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is something you're going to order on your own outside of this show.
I would. But, you know, I do want to try all the other flavors. Mm-hmm. I don't care about sriracha. I'm not a huge fan of that flavor. The sweet and sour is probably too sweet. The Georgia Gold, it's like a honey mustard.
That's the one I love.
You want to try
mustard.
That one?
Yeah, if it's like a smoky or hot honey mustard, that's
all right.
That might be
jam.
Okay.
We'll get yourself to KFC.
They look golden.
Golden. Well, that was fun.
That was.
All right.
Very good.
Thank you.
That is another Cheat Day Friday experience. If you missed any of this, don't worry. You can download it to your heart's content.
And you can find the link to these on our show links page right now.
I'm just going to eat some chicken during the break. And when we come back on the adventures of Bradley and Dawn on this beautiful Friday, from saucy nuggets to Lily Allen's saucy comments about Beyonce.
Yes.
Or Boat Club.
Hey, my talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at your Boat Club. Guess what's here? Your Boat Club Spring Auction. Check out their online auction so you can explore your family's next great adventure. It's time for their annual Spring Boat Club Auction. Several times a year, they hold these auctions to sell their fleet of well-maintained pontoons, fishing boats, and fiberglass boats to make room for all the new boats that they have. So you've heard me talk about how their boats are amazing each and every year when you're a member of your boat club. Well, that's because they turn over their fleet, and they do so with the help of these auctions. So if you've thought about actually purchasing a boat, you want to get a boat from your boat club. Why? Well, because they keep them in great shape, they service them regularly, and these are the boats that members love. So to learn more about their spring auction, head online to yourboatclub.com today. It goes through the 21st of April. Don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you at yourboatclub.com.
Happy Friday! Thanks for joining us here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, right here on My Talk 107.1. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. So, we got to talk about somebody who is being, she's probably hiding from Beyonce fans because she made some statements about Beyonce.
Yeah.
And her name is Lily Allen. She's a British pop star, been around for a while. And on a podcast, that is her new podcast, she had some comments about Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album. So this is her opinion. She is her co-host is actually, when you listen to this clip, is the girl with the deeper voice. So Lily Allen starts this clip, I believe.
Okay.
So the softer voice is Lily Allen.
I don't think the Jolene one's
That's
good.
Not her.
It's very weird that you cover the most successful songs in that genre. An interesting thing to do when you're like trying to tackle a new genre and you just choose the biggest song in that genre to cover. I mean, you do you, Beyonce, and she literally is doing her. Or is she doing Dolly?
I think I'd like it a lot more if it wasn't like, this is Beyonce's country album. It was like, it's just kind of a nice album.
So, you know,
the raspy voice is not Lily Allen.
It's not Lily Allen. Exactly. So, this podcast, it just launched like about 3 weeks ago. It's called Miss Me. And, you know, I think that other things she said that I didn't play in the clip is, you know, people are bulking about is that the whole album seemed quite calculated. You know, and I think she's might be getting that from the Grammys last year, and Jay-Z accepted an award. And in that, she was wearing a cowboy hat to the Grammys last year. So, yeah, she planned out her album in advance. He made a statement about how, actually, I have a clip of that, too. So let's just play this statement from Jay-Z at the Grammys last year.
Obviously, it's subjective because, you know, it's music and it's opinion based, but you know, some things, you know, I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Think about that. The most Grammys, never won Album of the Year. That doesn't work.
Yeah. So I think
that was
everybody
just a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we're like, well, God, I actually didn't know that. So I was glad to learn that. And it is kind of ridiculous, I would say. And then
so you're saying that the calculated part is that she wore a cowboy hat?
Well, I mean, I guess that they were, she could have been referring to like the fact that they had already planned out what they were going to do.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm sure that album was, yeah, buttoned up.
Yeah, she's probably working on it for a very long time. I mean, some people crank out albums like back in the day in a couple days. But yeah, so what she's saying is that she took time to prepare. That's the part where I'm like, I don't know about that. Her having an opinion about her not doing Jolene, I'm like, that's her opinion. She doesn't really like it. I get that. But what do you think about like people having an opinion on someone else's music?
What do I think?
Yes.
Oh, I think you're entitled to have your opinion. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, you know, specifically where Beyonce is concerned, there seems to be this like, because you have such a dedicated fan army online, people are afraid to say certain things online because they don't want to deal with getting trolled by that fan army, which is totally understandable. And I think artists do that. You want to be careful because do you want the conversation to then be about you crapping on another performer in the media environment that we live, which tends to be very negative and reactionary? So I get why artists don't want to have those conversations. But at the same time, I also find people's thoughts about other people's things rather fascinating. Like, I don't have to agree with the opinion to want to hear a different opinion.
Yeah. And, you know, when I listen to the album, I'm not an artist, obviously. I'm just a listener. I was like, well, a lot of these songs don't really sound country, but, and then I said that to somebody and they kind of were like defensive about it.
Okay.
So I didn't say it again because they're like, well, she's redoing country in her own way. And I'm like, okay, it's okay. I'm fine. Just don't get too upset here, you know? And so they are saying in the clip, she did say like, it's a good album.
Mike,
you can say that around here all you want because it's not a country album.
Well, I also think, like, what is a country album then? Like, so when you say that, what do you mean?
I just mean, like, for the vast majority of the songs, they're not country-themed songs, or they're not country-sounding songs. Like, yeah.
I don't know what determines that. Like,
yeah.
I'm being intentionally pokey right now at that, because I think that's probably what people defending the album would say, like, who's to define what it is.
And there's nothing absolutely wrong with the album. I love the album.
Yeah,
I thought it was very, very good. But I just think and I'll be honest, most of the albums right now that are being dropped in the country genre aren't really country. A lot of Morgan Wallen stuff. There's a reason why you're hearing more of that on stations that play pop music than you are on country music stations.
Maybe it's she's just well, see, I think here's where I think the conversation can also get interesting with this type of a story is people's calling out this as not country any different than, to your point, the other examples you just listed? Is people calling it out louder because it's Beyonce? And why is that? And I think that might lead to a whole separate conversation. She's a woman. She's a black woman. She, you know, like, I think that's what some people are getting at. But I also think it is important to then talk the conversation all the way out, because assuming or just kind of talking around the edges doesn't seem to be particularly helpful. Then it's just a series of one-liners like, yeah, that's not country, or I don't like that. Well, okay, let's have a more nuanced approach.
For me personally, yeah, I just think the country music genre is that in general right now. We're going through that time period, and this has happened.
So that's
this happens
different than you're saying for her.
Yeah, and this happens with music. There's a certain time when pop music was all rap. There was a time where there was pop music. I mean, it's cyclical. I mean, it's all cyclical usually when it comes to music. And I think right now we're getting to this pop country vibe, which is going on right now, which is fine. A lot of people are buying it. A lot of people are making a lot of money off of it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just don't think you're traditional country music fans. Now, you're right. There's a lot of people based in racism that are saying the exact same thing, or based in the fact that she's a woman that are saying the exact same thing,
yeah,
and they have differing opinions.
Because I would say, were they as animated in there that calling this out as not country with other artists who were not black women?
There's
whether that's true or not. I'm just saying, I think that that's what some people would push back on.
But like I, for instance, you know, I and not for one moment am I thinking anything about her being black and it not being a country album, you know, like,
I'm not trying to imply that's your opinion.
Right. Right. But I just think that it doesn't sound as country as I thought it would. So I kind of, you know, there's part of that where I'm like, okay, yeah, I kind of agree that it isn't really that much of a country album. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
I don't think Taylor Swift really.
I guess I just don't know. That's why I'm asking the question, because I don't know what then defines, like, is there like, in order to get your music considered country in this category, you need to have this many banjos.
No, I think it's just the way something sounds. Like, it sounds more almost like gospel-y.
Well, Blackbird for sure. Yeah. There's a couple of songs off of it that are very much more of that vein. I agree. But then there are other ones like Yeah Yeah is absolutely a pop song. I mean, that's a rap pop song. I mean, that's not a country song at all. But yeah, I think it is a bigger conversation. And unfortunately, to your point, a lot of people are using, a lot of people that have opinions.
But that's
that
why it's okay. People should be okay to have those conversations, even if it's not about that. I mean, we're talking about this one specific part of that conversation. But Lily Allen, I think, was just saying she didn't like the album. Yeah. And there were some very specific reasons why, which were different. But I think that's okay. Like, I think it's okay to listen to other artists critique each other's work.
Sure. And actually, in the end of the clip, she says, I think it's a good album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just saying that it isn't necessarily country, and then that she shouldn't have done Jolene.
Yeah.
Well, I also learned in this TMZ article, which I forgot about, you know, is... It's Friday. She was booed at the 2016 CMA Awards.
Oh, yeah. That was a huge part of why she wanted to do this album. She even said that, where she felt like she wasn't included or felt like she was excluded from a certain...
That's terrible.
She made an allusion to that and basically said, yeah, this happened. I felt, and she even, in her first post, when she wrote about Cowboy Carter, she says, this is stemming from a time where I felt excluded from a group.
Yeah.
And gotcha. So she literally was referencing that moment, and that's why she had the inspiration to write this album.
And that conversation will continue. Dawn, thank you for sharing the story with us today. When we come back, we are going to take a turn to another pop star who has garnered all sorts of conversation, but this time it's about her Instagram account and her ex. That's Britney Spears and Sam Asghari. We're talking about them on Insties when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.